This morning, I'm going to preach a little message to you that's entitled, Follow the Doctor's Prescription. It's not what you think it is, probably. I'm not going to encourage you to rush out and find a family doctor and do what he tells you to do. But I'm going to talk to you about the great physician and how following his orders will get for you what you need, both spiritually and physically, because Jesus Christ is the great physician. And when you go to a doctor, a regular physician that treats illnesses and sicknesses, and he diagnoses something that you need, or your case, or your sickness or illness, or whatever the case might be, then he gives you instruction. He says, you do this, or you do that, and you don't do this, and you don't do that, and you take this medicine, or you take this pill so many times a day, and you get rest, and you drink fluids, and or whatever, you know, you get, a person receives these instructions from the doctor, and then if you follow those instructions, hopefully the thing that he is treating will clear up. And that's called following the doctor's orders. But one day Jesus, at the very beginning of his ministry, went to a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. And there, the wine had run out. The crowds were large, and there was not sufficient wine to serve the guests. And so, this is where Jesus turned the water into wine. Before he did it, the people came and wanting to know what could be done, and the mother of Jesus came and wanted him to do something about it. And then she turned to the servants, and she said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. In other words, the key to receiving what you need through Jesus Christ is obeying what he says. Follow the orders of the great physician, and you will have what you need. And that's what I want to talk to you about just a little bit today. Follow the great physician's orders. For to obey is better than sacrifice. As I think about the reason so many people are sick, they're poor, they're nervous, unhappy, discouraged, there's one word that comes to my mind, disobedience. Disobedience. Of prime importance is the knowledge of the Word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But that knowledge of the Word of God is useless unless that Word is obeyed. You can read and know all the Word of God there is to know. You can memorize the Bible from cover to cover. But unless you follow the doctor's prescription, unless you follow the orders of God, it'll do you no good. Obedience is what people need to learn when you're following God. We have too many people in the church world doing their own thing, making up their own formulas, deciding on their own avenues of action. But when we learn to be obedient to what God has said in His Word, then we can receive every promise that God has for us. Now, before you obey, you must know the Word. In order to know the Word, you must meditate. You cannot read at face value the Word of God and know what that is really communicating to you without meditating. The psalmist said, in His Word will I meditate day and night. It's not enough just to read. Did you know that you can read and not comprehend? You can read words and it never come inside. All of us have had that experience in school or at other times, even in the Bible. Your mind is tired. Your body is tired. You're reading the scriptures because you feel like that it's a religious thing to do. And your mind is on something else. Your eyes are reading words, but it's not getting into your heart. That only comes by reading in the Spirit and with proper meditation. And that's very important. And then, when you know the Word, you have meditated upon the Word, and finally, Most importantly, you must act upon the word. That's obedience to what the word says. Now, when I thought about ministering this to you this morning, I thought I need to enumerate certain kinds of disobedience so that it would be applicable in certain lives. And the Holy Spirit said no. Said there are so many areas of disobedience in the lives of people until let the Holy Spirit apply to individuals what that individual needs. You just mentioned the fact that if we're going to receive what we need from God, it must come through obedience. You know, God's universe is an orderly one. Everything is in its place. And the great kingdom of God is based upon discipline. And there can be no discipline where there is no respect for authority and where rebellion and disobedience reign. There's no discipline in a situation like that. Do you know why? Let me deviate just a moment. Do you know why America is suffering so much from the problem of divorce? It's because the chain of authority that God placed in His Word has been broken down until women have usurped the authority of men. Now, some of you don't like that because you've had so much of this crammed down you from the medium, all this women's lib and ERA and everything else. And I'm for equal rights for women as far as wages and things like that are concerned. Don't misunderstand or confuse the issues. But we have too many people that are not willing to be obedient like God says they ought to be obedient. And there can't be two heads of one household. Now, men also have abused that, but that's another matter. But obedience is of prime importance if we're going to really have an orderly life and receive anything from God. But the problem is there is so much disobedience to what God has revealed in His Word. Too many people feel too free to talk too often about too many things. Women are the worst offenders in our society. Now, I know some of you don't love me to say that, but it needs to be said. There are too many homes today run by the woman rather than God's man that's supposed to run that household in spiritual matters. Now, that doesn't mean the man's a tyrant. I know some of you women what you're thinking. He doesn't have the ability. Let God work in his life, and you'll find out whether he has the ability or not. And that's not really the purpose of my message today, but it's a case in point. I see anarchy everywhere. I see homes that are being torn apart because women are too loose with their lips. And they need to sit down and learn once in a while and not try to always be yakking about things. They're too free. Too much rope. I noticed all those amen were masculine voices, but that's all right. I'll jump on the men later, and then the women can chime in and say amen if I have any left. But I don't want to destroy things. I want to put it together. People to be in God's order, just like it's supposed to be. Obedience. Discipline. Discipline. That's the word. We have become the most undisciplined nation in history. No discipline. Everyone wants to do their own thing, regardless of who it hurts or what happened. Anyway, no discipline. Everyone wants to do their own thing, regardless of who it hurts or what happens. Anyway, I'm talking about obedience and following the Word of God. And God's plan is an orderly plan. His kingdom is based upon discipline. And there has to be respect for authority, like God's Word places authority. And the Bible even says in 1 Samuel 15 and 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Disobedience is just as bad as if you're going down here in the occult and practicing witchcraft. That's what the Bible says. We don't equate it like that sometimes, but we need to know that there has to be discipline if we're going to have God's blessing. Follow the orders of the Bible, and you'll save yourself a whole lot of heartache and a whole lot of trouble. This is not a pro-man sermon. This is a pro-God sermon dealing with human life so that our lives will be well-ordered and we'll have the kind of
of happiness that we really need. Now, I know sometimes men abuse their authority, and that's another thing, and that's not the purpose of the message today, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But all I'm saying is, hey, don't be so free just because a lot of people, masculine women, you know, that are lesbian and everything else, want to muscle their way in and call all the shots and want to be the supreme beings and everything. We'd better get back to the Word and put this thing back in the order of discipline like God meant for it to be, or our nation is down the tubes forever. We need the home to be strong, and there's got to be a person in there that is responsible under God for the headship of that home, and that's the husband of that home and the father of that home. That's it. Amen. You can like it or lump it. I mean, I'm talking about the doctor's prescription. It's in the book. We go too much about what modern people think, and modern people are really messed up. Okay. I don't know how that got in there. I guess I heard so much griping from the women on this trip, I thought I'd better talk about that a little bit. I really didn't intend that. It just came in there. Rebellion is equal to witchcraft. It's rebellion against God's authority. This was the sin that caused Lucifer's fall. This was the sin that drove Adam and Eve out of the garden and caused death to pass on mankind. Disobedience. The mother of Jesus said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And you'll get results. It's the only way they would have got that water turned into wine was by being obedient to what Jesus said. The story in 1 Samuel 15 tells of King Saul disobeying God's command. He partially conformed, but not fully. Then he covered his sin by claiming to sacrifice to God. God told him what to do. He refused to do it. He brought back all of these choice animals and made a sacrifice to God. And when God questioned him about not slaying all of them, Saul said, well, the reason I brought them back is so I could make a sacrifice to you. And what did the Bible say about that? What did God have to say about that? To obey is better than sacrifice. Sometimes we think we can please God by just sacrificing. As long as we throw a little money at whatever God needs, if we put a little offering in, that's all that we need. We'll make a little sacrifice and everything will be all right. But I'm telling you, God wants your obedience more than he wants your sacrifice. Because when you're willing to obey God, when you are disciplined in your life, giving is no problem. And so sacrifice is one thing, but obedience is better. To obey is better than sacrifice. The important thing is to obey the Word of God. Many things God did for people in the Bible record seem to have been accomplished only after tests for obedience were given. I think of Naaman, the leper, this mighty military man, Syria. And he inquired of the man of God and said, how can I get cleansed from my leprosy? And the man of God sent a message to him and said, go down to the Jordan River and wash 7 times and your flesh shall be clean. Now, there's something in this. It was a request for obedience. There was no cleansing power in the Jordan River. That water couldn't cure leprosy. The thing behind it was the obedience to what God said. And if we are not going to conform our lives into discipline under God, we're not going to receive from God. And you know, Naaman was just like so many people are. He was angry because after the messenger of Elisha came and said, go wash in the Jordan 7 times, Naaman was angry. He went away. He said, behold, I thought, and I'm reading it to you right out of the word. He said, behold, I thought, he'll surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Isn't that just like we want? We want to run somewhere when somebody has a reputation of being some kind of a person that heals the sick. And Naaman wanted to come out to this big healing evangelist and Elisha to come forth and
call on the name of his God and lay his hand on him, and suddenly a miracle would appear before his eyes.
That's what he wanted. That's what he said. That's what he expected. He wanted someone else to do that for him. And the man of God didn't even come to see him himself. He sent his servant down there and said, hey, go down to Jordan and wash 7 times. Oh, Naaman was mad. Did he know who I am?
He said, why, are not the Abana and the Pharpar rivers in Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?
See, we want to make our own rules. We want to question what God tells us to do. No wonder we don't find deliverance. He was wrong. But one of his servants was very, very wise. He said, listen, that if the prophet had bid you to do some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? You know? Wouldn't you have done it if he had told you to do some great thing, some spectacular thing? Said, why, you would have gone and done it. But said, all he's asked you to do is go down to the muddy Jordan and wash 7 times. Said, that's so simple. And so Naaman said, all right, I'll obey. And he went down and washed 7 times, and he was completely healed. Completely healed. No curative powers in that water. What brought it? Obedience to God's word. Obedience to God's word. What did Jesus say to the blind man? He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, why didn't Jesus just say, be healed? And suddenly his eyes pop open and everyone said, glory to God. But no, he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, was there a curative water in that pool? Why, of course not. Obedience is what Jesus was after. Follow the doctor's orders. Be obedient to what God tells you to do. And he did what Jesus said, and of course, he received his miracle. The man at the pool of Bethesda, what did Jesus say? Arise, take up your bed, and walk. You do something. Follow the doctor's orders. And the man got up, put his bed on his shoulder, and went home, and he was healed. Praise God. Obedience. Whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Abraham and Isaac. Why did God let Abraham go all the way to the top of that mountain, carrying with him a knife, laying his son out on that sacrificial altar, raising a knife, ready to take his life? Isn't that strange? Why didn't God just do whatever had to be done? Why? Obedience. What did Jesus say to the lepers? Go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. If they hadn't obeyed him, they wouldn't have been cleansed. There was something they had to do. There was no power in going. The power was in obeying the word of Jesus. Go show yourselves to the priest, and as they went, they were cleansed. It's just like the man of God casting the stick into the water so that the iron would swim. It's just like the man of God coming and saying to the little widow, make me a cake. Obedience. It's just like God telling Israel to march around the walls of Jericho. So foolish in man's eyes. What was God after? Obedience. And the walls fell down. The New Testament command, think about it. Anoint with oil. Why? Do you think there's some curative power in that oil that our elders anoint with? Not on your life. You can buy that olive oil in any store in town. There's no curative power when you're anointed with oil and it touches your forehead. There's not a charge that goes through your body with some olive oil derivative that suddenly brings cleansing and healing to your body. What is it? It's obedience to God's word. Follow the doctor's order. Find from God what you need from God. God's looking for obedience. I used to pastor up Miami, Oklahoma, and there was a businesswoman in that city. that was exposed to the truth of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And she wanted this experience. And she was a businesswoman of some reputation, very successful in her own right, a professional woman. And she went to one of the largest churches in town, one of the old historic churches, and large in membership and building size, not necessarily in attendance, but it was a prestige type of church, and she was well known and a businesswoman, and so she was exposed to the truth of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so she called and wanted me to pray for her. And I said, well, come to service, and everything will be all right. She said, no, I have my own church. I can't come to service. Will you meet me at such and such time? And I said, well, yes, I will. So I met with her by special arrangement and prayed with her and laid hands on her and prayed for her, and God baptized her in the Holy Spirit. Well, by and by, she needed to be healed, and so she made another appointment. Off hours, not during a service, another appointment for me to come to pray for God to heal her. So God did. But each time she'd go back to her church, and soon she lost her healing, and back again she would come for prayer. God would heal her, and away she'd go, and then she'd lose it, and back again. She became a bother. But she never came to a regular service. Finally, I asked her about it. I said, what is going on? I mean, here I am meeting with you one-to-one and praying for you and helping you with these things, and I never see you come to a service. And she said, well, to be perfectly honest, I just can't bring myself to join in worship in this kind of church. She had too much pride to attend an Assemblies of God church or a Full Gospel church, a Holy Roller church. She wanted the blessing of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but she didn't want to worship where he was welcome. She would rather continue in her cold, dead, unscriptural, ritualistic, Bible doctrine-denying, giftless, Holy Spirit-fighting, miracle-denying, dead works, no faith, spirit-quenching, social drinking church than to attend a church that believed the whole Bible had all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit at work, honored the Holy Spirit, won souls, had people baptized in the Holy Spirit. She didn't want to be seen in a public place. She wanted all the benefits in a secret way without identifying with what God was doing. And she could not keep her healing because she was not willing to be obedient to God. And if you live your life based on what people think, then you're never going to get very much from God, and you're never going to keep anything you do get from God, because you're not obedient to God, you're obeying men. And the disciples said it so well a long time ago, we ought to obey God rather than men. And now, Jesus is looking for obedience. Sometimes healing and Christian victory depend upon continued victory. Jesus said to the man, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. Did he? Obedience. Go and sin no more. It was tied in to what he was going to do in being obedient to God. If disobedience has hindered your spiritual or physical progress, there is something that you can do. Allow the Holy Spirit to bring you to obedience in your relationship with God. Now, people want to argue with God. There are some people that they have problems with their tobacco, and they reason that really there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. And yet all the time they know in their heart that God is telling them to do things. That's just one illustration. There are 1,000 things that people do that are disobedient to what they know in their heart God wants them to do. I'm talking to an audience out here today, and there are some of you that sit in this audience that you have special needs from God, but in your life is that act of disobedience, and you know that it's there. And you are never going to receive what God has for you until you become obedient to God, to what you know in your heart God is telling you to do. Follow the doctor's orders. You do what God tells you to do. You give up what God tells you to give up. You go where God tells you to go. You be obedient to what you know in your heart God's telling you to do. And some of you have just not been willing to do it. You come up against that thing and you just will not face the fact. that your victory is tied up in obedience. Obedience to God. Discipline in following what God wants you to do. Did you know in my lifetime, when I come up against a thing that is difficult to understand, all I have to do is search my own heart, and I'll find out that stubborn streak or that disobedience or that lack of application of the Word of God that brought on me that thing that I didn't want. And so I'm ministering on a Sunday morning about getting in line with what God wants you to do. It may be a secret sin that you know is there, and you come up against it and you sugarcoat it and leave it there. You've never been willing to get rid of that secret sin. You're never going to receive from God what you need to receive from God until you obey Him in that area where you know what we're dealing with. It may be disobedience and tithing. People can make 1,000 excuses for what they do. You can say, I can't afford to tithe. I don't have enough left over, and so forth. And you can argue with God and talk about it and decide against it and talk yourself out of it. But every time you come up against it, and you're never going to make progress with God in that area until you obey. I'm talking about obedience to God. I'm not talking about reasoning yourself out of what you know in your heart of hearts you ought to be doing. Laziness in reading the Word of God. Unfaithfulness in worship attendance. There are so many areas, so many things. Unchristlike attitudes at home or in dealing with others. Along with any other thing that the Holy Spirit brings to your mind. Where is that act of disobedience? Where is that act of stubborn will? Where is that area of your life that you have been unwilling to surrender to God, that you've been unwilling to go according to God's word? You've been unwilling to follow the prescription of the great physician. The Bible said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatever God tells you, do it. And that's the answer. God's power, His manifested power, follows your obedience. It's just like Naaman dipping. It's just like Israel marching. It's just like Gideon's men breaking pitchers and blowing trumpets. It's just like Christ anointing with clay and instructing the man to go wash in the pool. It's just like the lepers being told to go and show themselves to the priest. It's obedience, obedience, obedience to what God says. And that's where the victory comes. Not the same kind of obedience. Jesus didn't use the same kind of obedience. It was certain things He said, and when people obeyed what His word said, the results will follow. Ladies and gentlemen, when you and I become obedient to the word of God, the results will follow. It's obedience to the word of God. There are some of you that would like to really serve God. You'd like to really be a Christian. The singers are coming and I'm closing. You'd like to really be a Christian, but there's that thing in your life. And while you profess, you know that things are not right. You haven't been obedient. Deep in your heart of hearts, there are areas where you need to be obedient to God. Some of you have argued all kinds of things about why it's right for you to do this and that and the other thing, when you know deep inside that God is dealing with you about a certain situation, a certain issue. Some of you, it's overpaying your tithe. It's so many things, and the Holy Spirit can just deal in this audience. And you've come a time and time again up against a certain area of your life where you need something from God, and every time you've turned away because you've been unwilling to be obedient. Obedience. Follow the doctor's orders. Live in harmony with what the Word says. Whatever God says to you, do it. And the result follows. Your obedience and mine obedience. It follows. Heads bowed. Lord God, Lord God, oh God, we have needs. Yet so many times we're so stubborn. We have our own way and our own will, and our conscience smites us, and the Holy Spirit calls it to our attention and we just shrug it away and explain it away and decide it's not for us and go on, Lord, and yet we don't have the need supplied because we just haven't been willing to face up to being obedient to what you've asked. But I pray, Father, that you would work in this audience now by the touch of the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit brings to our minds those things that we really need to solve, that you would help us to be obedient, to follow the orders of the great physician. If it requires dipping in the river, washing in the pool, going to show ourselves to the priest, whatever, giving up filthy habits, getting ourselves in line of submission, being, O God, and doing, help us to do it so that we may receive as a result of obedience what you have for us. For we know to obey is better than sacrifice. So Lord, we come today not asking for sacrifice, not asking for commitment, not asking for self-assertion, but humbling ourselves in the form of an obedient servant. And whatever Jesus whispers to our spirits by the Holy Spirit, that we want to be willing to do. So through obedience, we may receive. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now while you're in prayer, while God is dealing by the Holy Spirit in this audience, there are some of you this morning that do not even know God. Maybe you've tried to convince yourself that you're as good as somebody else, or that you've joined a church sometime in the past, or 100 things that you try to justify yourself, that you know that your heart is not where it ought to be with God. You're not really a servant of God. He's not Lord of your life. You don't have that feeling of the born-again experience. Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. And now back to what the Spirit said. You have a need, and you recognize, even though you've tried to explain it away, you're not a servant of God. You need to know Jesus. You need forgiveness for your sin. You need to come to know Him. He'll accept you today if you'll just be obedient. And I'll tell you exactly what to do in harmony with the Word. And if you'll be obedient, God will do His part. He'll save you. Wherever you are, you need God to come into your heart and forgive you of sin. I want you to raise your hand up real high, and you leave it there until you know I've seen you, and you look at me so you'll know when I've come around your way, and then you can put it down. Anywhere in this audience, you raise your hand and signify by that, Pastor, I need God's forgiveness. Thank you. Are there others? And you look at me when you raise your hand so you'll know that I've seen you. Thank you. God bless you, young man. Are there others? You just keep it up until I get to where you are. You look at me, though, so you know that I've seen you. We make that contact. Thank you. Are there others? Hallelujah. Thank you. Are there others? Raise it high. Raise it high. I want to help you. Thank you. Way in the back. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? You want to join us in prayer? Thank you. God bless you. You need Jesus in your heart. I'm going to teach you how to be obedient so that Jesus can come in and save you today before we go. It's going to be a marvelous time. Raise your hand. Look at me when you do. You'll know I've seen you. Anyone else? You've raised. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. You've raised it before, you don't have to do it now. But if you haven't, raise it now. Let me see. Then we're going to have prayer together. God's going to help you, forgive you, send you home with God in your heart. Anyone else? Anywhere? Thank you. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, young man. Yes. Are there others? thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need Jesus. You just become obedient. God will take care of the need in your life. Hallelujah. Anyone else before we pray? All right, thank you. God bless you. Quite a number of responses in Jesus. If you'll be obedient to what the Word says, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Now, He'll be telling you some individual things that are not for others. Things that you must do, things that you must give up, things that you must get right, things that you must do. That's the Holy Spirit. He'll bring that to you individually. Be willing to do it. And when you're willing to obey, then God can complete the transaction. There are other things that everyone must do to come to God. I'll help you with those in just a moment. But before I do, I wonder how many of you really need something from God. And you know that there's an area in your life of disobedience that has kept you from receiving from God what you really need. You're a Christian, but there's an area in your life that prohibits you from really receiving from God what you want and what you need. And you recognize that hearing this message, that you need to be obedient to God. The Holy Spirit has directed things to your mind that you need to do. You need to become obedient. Not asking you to sacrifice, he's asking you to obey. And that's important. You'll raise your hand and signify by that, Pastor, I really need that help. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, thank you, thank you. My, so many. Yes, yes, amen. Isn't it strange that we go along for so long without surrendering those things in our lives that we really need to confront and be obedient concerning? And let God take care of things. Oh, what a wonderful service this is going to be to you. If you can just get the blockage out of your life, if you can just remove the blockade that's hindering you from receiving from God what you really need, if we can just bring ourselves to submission, to obedience, to discipline under God's authority, we can just follow the Word. If we can just obey the Word, so many things can happen. I want everyone standing, no one leaving. Now give me just a few moments, and the service is over for this morning. Everyone standing in the audience, all of you who raised your hands, all of you, don't be ashamed. You that raised it to be saved first, several of you, all the way around this auditorium, all of you that raised it the second time, I'm going to pray two prayers with you. I want you all to come and stand together right down here for a very special prayer. I want this to be a service of meaning to you, where you can get rid of that keeps you from being all that God wants you to be. You that raise your hand to be forgiven of sin, come on, down an aisle, stand with us. Don't kneel, stand right around here. You that raise your hand as Christians who need God's help, you come, and we're going to have a special prayer with you today, the close of our service on this Sunday morning. This is obedience we're talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No, my thoughts, I pray, some wicked way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the integrity of your heart. Isn't it amazing how stubborn we can become in certain areas? How we can justify ourselves? How we can explain it away? But all the time, God's just asking for obedience. Just follow the Word. Follow the Word. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think back over my Christian life, the things that I could have avoided had I just been obedient. It's amazing. It's amazing. Things that we have to endure simply because we have a stubborn will. That stubbornness is his witchcraft. But oh, just to lay it at the feet of Jesus, just to be submissive, just to obey what God says, just to follow the great physician's orders, just to walk in obedience to the word, that's so important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. Beautiful response. Now, some of you have come to accept Christ as Savior. You want God to forgive your sin, to accept Him. And I want to pray with you about that. Accepting Jesus means obedience. It simply means that you're willing to say, yes, I'll go your way. I surrender my will to yours. It means that you believe that Jesus, of course, is the Son of God. You believe that He died for you to wash your sins away in the shedding of His blood, that He put Him in the grave and He came out again. If you believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. That's a marvelous promise. You confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved. And all of these are things that you can do in obedience to what God has said. And when you obey, then God does His part, which is forgiveness, the new birth, and that's important. Some of you have come trying to justify in your life certain things that have really kept you away from God, and you know in your heart that you're not right with God, but you've tried to act like you were, tried to assert that you were, but it's always been something you were unwilling to give up, some disobedience, and you've come today to surrender that, and I want you to do that. Then I'm going to pray with the Christians who have a little problem, and we're going to work that together. But all of you that have come to be saved, you join me first and repeat after me this prayer and mean it from your heart. And if you'll obey, it's just like Jesus saying, go wash in the pool of Siloam. It's just like the man of God through his servant saying, go dip seven times in the river. If you will do what I'm asking you to do right now, because I get this right from the Word of God, you'll be saved. So repeat after me and mean it from your heart as you obey God. Repeat after me, Heavenly Father. I come as a sinner. I need forgiveness. I come in obedience to your word. For I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died for me on the cross. He shed his blood that my sins could be forgiven. So, Father, forgive me now. Wash away my sins in the blood of Jesus. I've come to be obedient to your word. I know that Jesus rose from the dead. I believe that in my heart. And in him is salvation. I claim that salvation for my very own. For now I have believed in my heart, and I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ as my Savior. God the Father is my Heavenly Father. I confess I'm a Christian from this moment on. For these things you've told me to do, I'm obedient to the Word of God. And since I'm obedient, I know you'll do your part, Father, and cleanse me from sin. I believe it in my heart. I receive it in my life. From now on, I'm God's servant. I'm willing to give up anything that keeps me from being a Christian. I'm willing to do anything that would prohibit me being a Christian. I'm your servant, obedient to your word. And now I thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer, for forgiving my sin, for saving my soul. From this moment on, I'll serve you. I've made up my mind. I am a Christian. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. I want every one of the rest of you to pray this prayer with me and repeat it after me. Heavenly Father, I have this need in my life, and this area where I've been stubborn. But I come in total commitment, in full obedience to your will and to your word. Other people don't even know what I feel. But I know what you've asked me to do. I know that problem in which I've been stubborn, but I bring it to you today. Cleanse me from a stubborn heart. Forgive me for disobedience. I surrender all to you. I follow you in every detail. I'm submissive to you. I follow the Word of God. I eliminate from my life that area of disobedience. I give up everything that stands between me and victory. Hallelujah. I follow you precisely in the way that you want me to go. Forgive my stubbornness. Forgive my waywardness. Forgive my disobedience. And I'll do my best to serve you, to bring myself in line. Whatsoever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give up every habit that's unlike you, that holds me back, that keeps me from spiritual blessing. I'm going to give up the temper tantrums. I'm going to give up the areas of anger. I'm going to give up all the disobediences in my thoughts, in my deeds, in my life that are keeping me from full victory, so that there is no barrier. I'm clean before you. Now, Lord, do for me what needs to be done, for I'm fully submissive to you. Whatever you've said to me, that I do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, bless these people. We thank you for your love. We thank you for this congregation. Speak to our hearts. I pray that this service today will be a turning point in many lives. Suddenly it will unlock the difficulties that we've had. That there will be healing. There will be abundant supply. There will be freedom of worship. There will be victorious living. There will be every bondage and shackle taken away. Every liberty brought in, simply because suddenly we've become willing to obey, to face that issue that has been so unpleasant and we've been so stubborn about. We suddenly have moved it away and we stand in your presence, whole in this area. Now bring healing and bring victory, bring supply according to the obedience of your people. And we say in our hearts, whatsoever God says for us to do, we'll do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Don't forget, the service tonight is Holy Ghost service. Bring someone with you. Let's have a balcony open and a great meeting on Sunday night. God bless you, one and all, for being with us in this very important service. Hallelujah.